My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin questions his scammer Belinda's confidence. So listen and enjoy.
Editing software and publishing software are not getting along. Makes me a sad panda. I don't know why I wrote that.
A sad panda?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Don't you think it would have been easier for me to delete that before I read that? But I stationed to the script.
Somewhat brilliant. All right.
Yeah.
I spent hours on this the past weeks. She goes, okay, are you working on something? I go, yes, but I have plenty of attention for you, my dear. I'm all yours, whether you want me or not, LOL. She laughs. What are you working on? I go, why, the biggest paper airplane in the world, so I can catch the winds, and I can fly to Ghana to be with you, of course.
P.U.
Are you taking notes from Richard's poetry now?
It's love.
Yes. It's got you hazy.
And I just said P.O., and you had to see what I was writing.
She goes, doing that on the computer? Okay. I go, good point. Well, I could be designing it on my computer. Kasha has a smart mommy. She goes, LOL, of course she has. Winky face. I go, yep, she picked me out of all the internet creeps. Winky face. She goes, yep, it's because it was him I wanted to be with. I go, yep, apparently you have a weakness for guys you think are fat and old.
Oh!
She goes, well, I think I do. I go, yep. I go, fat, old, creepy, poor, and writer. Shit, child. If you were into that, there was no reason to hide. I know a ton of those perverts. You could even have a horn on your head and one eye, and you still could have gotten one of them if that is what your thing.
Your head, one eye.
No reason to be truly love or this new you.
I wish you wouldn't talk about me like that.
She laughs. I go, see, you were just trying too hard, LOL. She goes, yeah, I think I was. I go, see, if you only knew how easy I was, LOL. She goes, really? I go, yep, I'm a sucker for a pretty face and a good story.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you have a pretty face here. I go, you are so cocky, LOL. Yes, I do. I also hear she has a good body. She goes, yeah, I heard that too. I go, so have you always been this confident yourself? She goes, yes. I go, I don't believe you. She goes, why don't you? Because someone as confident as you could not be forced to go into hiding on the internet due to a couple of racist jerks. Remember that was that story?
Yeah.
She came up with a fake profile because some white guys were making fun of her because she was black.
Yeah.
That was why she hid behind Julie Love.
Well, that's what she said.
Yes. Yeah. I go, hon, it's getting late. See you tomorrow. I go, okay, but first, why would somebody as confident as you go into hiding on the internet? Well, let's just say I wasn't at first, but I am now. Bye, heart. I go, okay, I guess you're going. I mean, you said you were always this confident. Now you're saying this is not the case. I am confused, doll. And that was February 10th.
Oh. By the way, Trucker Tom's a sad panda. I suddenly want to bury you in your yellow snow.
You know what, Tom? I can't blame you for that.
I told him if only it was still winter.
Yes, exactly.
So now, this is interesting.
Okay, evaluate kids.
Well, I mean, she's still back and forth. She's being playful with you again.
I like that.
So
I like my girlfriend when she's playful.
Yeah, yeah. So she's gotten over being verbally abusive about your physique.
I don't think she was looking at verbal abuse. I think she was looking out for my health.
As she called it. No, I think it's true because
oh yeah, I'm sure it's all true.
No, but I've noticed that about people from some foreign countries is that they don't understand what a diss it is in America.
Because we're all fat over here.
I know. They're just like, oh, you're tubby. And it's like, excuse me, you don't just like blurt that out.
Yes, but not compared to most people here.
Yeah.
Compared to you people where you have to scam for food, I'm a hog. Here, I'm fine.
But
you eat better when you don't have to beg for money. That's what I find.
You do. I think it's very interesting the way that you're talking about Mavis, and all of a sudden she went from being playful to this, nope, don't know what you're talking about. She doesn't know how to get in touch with me. I don't know how to get in touch with her. Don't know what you're talking about. Nope, gotta go.
Well, that's another one of those things is let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
When you start probing. What?
Yeah. I know.
What do you mean you know?
No, I know.
Go ahead.
What?
Just let's not talk about it and move on to something else.
Yes.
Not this, something else.
Oh.
Okay. But do we have to get the couch out?
I didn't back. Yeah. Well, no, we had that a couple of weeks ago. But here's the deal. What frustrates me right now is like it's back in February, but if this was present day, I'd be like, cut the nonsense and give her a date when you're doing this video chat. None of this, don't quit beating around the bush. Let's do it on this date and see what her reaction is. Possibly you've done that. I mean, I don't know, you know?
I got to woo her, though. But now I have a wild card. I got this Mavis thing.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out what her deal is, because maybe I can find out. Because remember, I want to find out what this whole thing is, yeah. How they're really working together.
Right.
You know, so I need to try and get Mavis on the hook and so Richard the bait.
So essentially your agenda has changed on the video chat due to the whole Mavis.
No. No, no, no.
No, he brought it up again.
No, I brought it up again. My agenda, as always, is multifaceted to get all the answers. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I want to find out. Listen, there's still a possibility that Belinda was saying. Maybe there is a possibility she's being a pawn. There's a possibility. I don't know who this Mavis is.
Right.
There is a possibility that Belinda was forced to do this. She started liking me. They see the money. And like we brought up before, maybe she wants something else with me. There is that possibility. I don't know. I have not called Belinda a romance scammer. I've played the victim thing with her,
yes.
Although I've called her on the carpet.
Yeah.
I played it. I've outright called Mavis a romance scammer. I'm buying Belinda's story for the purpose of Mavis.
Think about, you know, and this whole thing about this woman, you know, working for these guys that put her up to this.
Yeah.
Think, you know how they're treated over there.
Yeah.
Think about a bartender who works at a bar that the boss is an asshole. And she might give a couple of free shots, maybe more buybacks than she should,
mm-hmm.
because she has to do a job, but it's a way of getting back at her employer.
Yeah.
And thinking about this way, you know what? These guys make me do this. They make me feel like crap. I'm starting to get a relationship to this guy, you know, so I'm going to try to make it a little personal just to piss my bosses off.
Yeah. Make this part just for
me. Wait a minute. Is this a spite relationship?
Could be.
Well, then we're going to get along fine. I'll take her to some spite fireworks and bury her in some spite snow.
Could be, you know.
I like to think it's still love, Joe. Call me a romantic.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.